Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We read that, quote, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, Numbers 1, verse 1, the Lord told them to start counting all the men, quote, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war. What they had considered to be tribes, he now says to, quote, number them by their armies, verse 3. Why? Because the Lord knew what lay ahead for them. The Jewish people had been in a long war that continues to this day and will not stop until Jesus, their Messiah King, wins total victory at the Battle of Armageddon. In a similar way, when the church was in its infancy, Paul described, quote, the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, verse 13, that Christians must wear, not, quote, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, verse 12. So, in the case of Israel, Moses and Aaron began the massive task. The Lord instructed them to take one leader from each tribe, whose names are recorded in Numbers 1, verses 5 to 15, to aid in the task. So they started, beginning with Reuben, Jacob's oldest son, and continuing until all 12 tribes were counted. In total, quote, all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel were 603,550, verses 45 and 46. What an amazing increase. Recall that, quote, all the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70, Genesis 46:27, a few hundred years before. In spite of Pharaoh's attempts to destroy them, God's promises cannot fail. Had he not said, quote, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven, Genesis 26:4. And so, as with all his promises, this one was coming true.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.